well, as Kieran mentioned there a few moments ago, Barry Cowan dominates all of the papers, bar one, here at home this morning. Just to give you a quick flavour of some of the headlines, the Irish Times: Cowan sacked after refusing to answer drink drive ban questions. Cowan still defiant after his sacking by Taoiseach, as the Independent. And a sad day for Barry, for his family and for me, is the headline, the quote on the front of the Irish Examiner too this morning. If you missed it last night, the Agriculture Minister, Barry Cowan, was sacked by Micheál Martin after refusing to make a second public statement about a drink driving ban that was imposed on him 4 years ago. Micheál Martin, according to the Irish Times, seemed to give Mr Cowan strong backing in the Dáil yesterday when he was questioned by opposition leaders. But less than seven hours later, he announced that he was sacking the minister, a little over a fortnight after he was appointed to cabinet. Sometime after leaders' questions, Micheál Martin informed the other coalition leaders, the Green Party leader, that he had asked Mr Cowan to consider his position, and the Taoiseach's due to appoint a new senior minister today. That's the story. Lots of analysis, lots of editorial comments inside and on the front of the papers here at home this morning. We'll have more coming up here in Breakfast Briefing in around 15 minutes time, but we want to know, what did you make of that decision? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The other story today, though, is the pubs. D-Day for the pubs, as the Star puts it this morning. According to the Irish Times, full reopening of pubs could be scuppered, and doubts over pub reopening as cases rise. Just some of the headlines. This is serious concerns now raised at a meeting of the National Public Health Emergency Team yesterday that really could endanger plans to reopen the remainder of the country's pubs on Monday, as was due to happen on the 20th of July. And it's understood really that concerns were raised by multiple participants regarding the current trends in infection rates in the country, as well as uncertainty over how the virus could behave. There seems to be a significant concern among the team over how these trends could interact with an increase in any kind of group settings if they're allowed to reopen. It's thought that some recent clusters of the virus have been linked to the congregated settings already permitted to the to be open under earlier relaxations of the restrictions, according to the Times this morning. And the government will now consider these matters at a key cabinet meeting that's scheduled for later this evening, at which the moving to the next phase of reopening the economy is due to be discussed. We want to know from you this morning, what do you make of this? I have to say, I think it's pretty unbelievable. There was always going to be some increase in cases once we lifted any restrictions, but the problem is people congregating, people gathering in groups. We saw it in Dame Lane and other parts of the country 10 days ago. Now it's happening in people's homes where large groups of people are meeting up. I don't see why they did for every, like they did for every other industry, introduce guidelines, limit capacity in premises depending on the size of the square metre footage of the place, enforce a time limit, possibly the 1 hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours, possibly impose even earlier closing times, shut the pubs at 9 or 10 o'clock, table service only, bookings only, just like the restaurants, and bloody enforce it. Strengthen the penal powers, give the Gardaí, the Health and Safety Authority, the environmental health officers, give them more powers, get them out assessing what's going on, and close those that are breaching the rules. Give the 3,750 pubs who are currently closed for the past 17 and a half weeks, not to mention the thousands of staff they employ, some fighting chance of having a future post-COVID-19. I think it's unbelievable that the actions of a handful of premises and pure complacency by some people could actually put public health first of all at risk, and then the businesses and thousands of people's future in jeopardy. That's just my own view. We want to hear from you this morning. Should the pubs be forced to remain shut, or should they be allowed to reopen? Let us know here on Breakfast Briefing this morning. You can get us on Twitter as well at BreakfastNT. Just on travel too this morning, that's still one of the key elements of this discussion that's going to be discussed. The Examiner reporting that Ryanair has urged the government to remove all travel restrictions between Ireland and the EU and set up plans to cancel up to 1,000 flights between Ireland and the UK during August and September because of the ongoing restrictions. That decision would cut the number of passengers going through Cork, Shannon, Knock and Kerry airports by 200,000, according to the airline. That's the front of the Examiner too today. Also, just finally in COVID this morning, inside the Irish Times, interesting piece on page 5 of the paper this morning, and it's the increasing number of people with symptoms of the virus who are refusing to get tested for the condition. This is the warning from some GPs. For instance, Dr. Nick Flynn, who's a senior practitioner in the My Cork GP practice group, said that he was seeing a worrying trend of people presenting with symptoms and then refusing referrals for the test. And also Dr. O'Toole, who's a GP and former president of the National Association of GPs, said that he had seen the same trend over the previous 2 weeks as well. There's more on that story, page 5 of the Irish Times. The other story this morning is the retirement age, then that it must be extended beyond 66. That's the warning from the Fiscal Council. This is the current retirement age, leaving the public finances in a vulnerable and unsustainable footing and should be pushed out to reflect increasing levels of life expectancy. The warning comes from the state's budgetary watchdog, and they've said that in a major new report out today. And it's the Fiscal Advisory Council publishing its first long-term sustainability report, which assesses the state's finances for the period now of 2025 to 2050, and also projections reflected the population age and expected future economic growth. More on that story inside and front page of the Irish Times too this morning. Also an interesting story inside the Irish Examiner as well, or on the front page of the paper this morning, and it's a charity providing specialist care for children who've been sexually abused has seen their waiting list jump by over 70% over the COVID-19 crisis. And the group Carry said the increase comes as social workers have less access to children because of the restrictions imposed by the pandemic. Just finally, some of the other stories online and inside the papers this morning. A number of original street signs from some of Dublin's most iconic streets are up for sale on eBay. This is signs from Moore Street, Bachelor's Walk and O'Connell Street up for sale on the e-commerce site. And just finally this morning, inside the Sun, Baby Catch is the headline. Reporting today that pregnancy can be contagious among siblings and work colleagues. This is a new study that's out. If a workmate or sister becomes a mum, the chances of further pregnancies among friends or family also increases. German researcher Thomas Leopold said that colleagues may influence each other's fertility decisions because they learn from them about the consequences of becoming a parent. That story, page 13 of The Sun this morning.